This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Super Bowl 59 is underway in New Orleans, and security there is very tight.
The security here is unprecedented. It's unlike anything I've ever seen in the Big Easy, and for good reason. The city has received a SEER 1 rating for this event.
CBS's Katie Weiss says security is tight for the game itself, but it's coupled with President Trump's attendance and the New Year's morning attack, where a driver killed and injured partygoers on Bourbon Street. Kansas City Chiefs fans are hoping for a win, but so are the Philadelphia Eagles fans. A Philadelphia hair salon is providing green hair dye to honor the team's colors.
Crimson is also offering green hair extensions and green hair tinsel for Birds fans. And that's not all they've seen come through.
We're seeing people actually color their hair totally green. Everybody's just so excited. Give the Eagles another chance to win that Super Bowl.
Had a lot of people wearing their Eagles gear. Everything's lit up green in the town.
CBS's Carrie Corona in Philadelphia. No score so far, by the way, in the first quarter of the game. More trade tariffs are coming. CBS's Willie James Inman reports.
Trump says he'll announce on Monday that the United States will impose 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports, including from Canada and Mexico.
Any steel coming into the United States is going to have a 25% tariff.
Trump's stop in New Orleans begins a new week as his administration undertakes a dramatic overhaul of the federal government. With the help of billionaire Elon Musk, Trump is putting multiple departments and agencies under the cost-cutting microscope.
A federal judge has sided with unions representing federal workers, at least for now, preventing the Trump administration from placing 2,200 USAID employees on administrative leave. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker says the American people have been weighing in.
By shining a light on these things, by elevating, as we've seen online this past week, literally hundreds of millions of shares and likes, exposing what's going on, this is giving us more strength in actually stopping him from doing what he's doing.
Booker was interviewed on CNN's State of the Union. A lot of snow has fallen north of Boston, and it caught residents a bit off guard.
I ran into Al and Manny at the end of their nearly hour-long effort to dig their cars out of several inches of snow.
How do you describe what we're looking at right now?
Yeah, New England. That's how I describe it, New England.
How many inches would you say we're in right now?
More than they said.
Do you guys have to, like, be out and about today, or are you just
no,
trying to...
No, just doing it.
Nope, just getting it clean.
Just doing it, cleaning it up.
Just getting it clean. Clean two cars, his too.
Well, at least this happened on a Sunday and not a Monday morning.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around zero. Mostly sunny with a high near 16 for Monday. Monday night, clearing out and cold with a low of 7 below and wind chills of 15 below. For Tuesday, sunshine and cold, a high near 8, wind chills 10 to 20 below.
Right now, 6 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't debate, play us straight. You know he really doesn't get it anyway. Gotta play the field and keep it real. For you know way, for you know way. So if you don't break, just overcompensate. At least you know you can always go on Ricky Lake. The world needs one of these. Hey, hey, do that brand new thing.
Give it to me, baby.
Uh-huh.
Give it to me, baby.
Uh-huh.
Give it to me, baby.
Uh-huh.
And all the girls say I'm pretty fly.
For a white guy.
He needs some cool tunes, not just any will suffice. But they didn't have ice cubes, so he bought vanilla. Cruising in his Pinto, he sees homies as he pass. But if he looks twice, they're gonna kick his lily ass. So don't debate, play us straight. You know he really doesn't get it anyway. Gotta play the field and keep it real. For you know way, for you know way. So if you don't break, just overcompensate. At least you know you can always go on Ricky Lake. The world loves one. Now he's getting a tattoo, yeah, he's getting ink done. He asked for a 13, but they drew a 31. Friends say he's trying too hard, and he's not quite hip. But in his own mind, he's the dopest trap.
Give it to me, baby.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Give it to me, baby.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Give it to me, baby.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
So don't debate.
Against the brush strokes of the day. Are you there?
the empty hangar doors, you'd stop and stare. Leave the aisle drums behind you, they won't care. Oh, are you there? Oh, you wrapped me up in a leather coat and you took me for a ride. We were drifting with the tailwind when the runway came in sight. The clouds came up to gather us and the cockpit turned to white. When I looked, the sky was empty. I suppose you never saw the landing lights. Are you there? In your jacket with the grease stain and the tear, caught up in the slipstream of the dead. The compass roads will guide you anywhere. Oh, are you there?
My beloved Al Stewart from his great album Year of the Cat. That was Flying Sorcery. And before that, we opened up the second hour of Seth Faces the Music with The Offspring and Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Up next, we have a song that I think you've probably heard before. It's kind of treacly. It's kind of precious. It's not a song I would normally play on the show, but I have found a version that I think we can all get behind. That's right. Get real close to your radios, kiddies. Here's me first in the Gimme Gimmes with I Believe I Can Fly.
If I just believe.
Thank you.
Year of Flying. That was the band The Atours from their wonderful 1996 album After Murder Park, produced by the great Steve Albini. Let's keep it rolling here on Seth Faces the Music. When we come back, a band from the 60s and 70s that probably have more what-ifs than you can think of. They were touched on all sides by tragedy and mishandling, and it's just kind of a sad story. Although they did leave a legacy of some great music. We'll get to that right here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Just
sex orgy. What's your 10-4? Can you hear me?
Like Southern Bell. You're from another planet, if I can tell. But people from the planet soaking up the sweat. So y'all come to my planet.
Check out
I will come to your planet.
Check out the
it's like the relationship between slaves and wakens. If we need to run away,
we got a place to
y'all identified, flying active. More than just an object, you're flying people. You're flying on the side of good, not evil. Two planets united, bringing power to the people.
The high-flying weirdness of Delight with Identified Flying Object, IFO. And before that, we opened up the set with Badfinger, that great discovery by the Beatles, and their song, Flying. Let us once again head back to the 1960s, everyone. We've got a folk rock group that had one big hit, a couple of other ones as well. But I think they had a very cool sound, mostly because they had a female lead singer by the name of Beverly Bivens. I love alliteration. By the way, the name of the group is also the answer to the riddle, what do you get when you combine us three and you two? Here's We Five with High Flying Bird.
There's a high flying bird way up in the sky, and I wonder, does he look down as he flies on by, riding on the air so easy in the sky. But Lord, look at me, yeah. I'm rooted like a tree, yeah. I got to sit down, can't cry. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blue. The sun comes along, it lights up the day, and when he gets tired, he slides down all of the way. Well, it's east to the west, he gets gone every day. But Lord, look at me, yeah. Like a tree, yeah. I got to sit down, can't cry. Oh Lord, I'm gonna die blue. Well, I had a man, he lived in a mine. Well, he never saw the sun, but Lord, he never stopped trying. Then one day, my man up and died. I said, my man up and died. Oh, my man up and died.
There's a high-flying bird way up in the sky, and I wonder, does he look down as he flies on by, riding on the air so easy in the sky. But Lord, look at me,
blue.
The Unidentified Flying Object from Moog synthesizer pioneers Perry and Kingsley from their classic album The In Sound from Way Out. And before that, we had Tame Impala from their self-titled album. That was the gloriously named 41 Mosquitoes Flying in Formation. We have one set of music to go here on Seth Faces the Music, everyone. Stay close, because when we come back, we've got a band from the 90s with a silly name, but man, did they have the pop hooks and the harmonies. That's what's coming up on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around zero. Mostly sunny with a high near 16 for Monday. Monday night, clearing out and cold with a low of 7 below and wind chills of 15 below. For Tuesday, sunshine and cold, a high near 8, wind chills 10 to 20 below.
Right now, 6 degrees.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is a day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the Morning Show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh,
leave a little destitute. Wheels throwing water all over my axe, and Mr. Jones won't lend me a hand. Up come two cats in a Cadillac, and they say, won't you hop in, ma'am? I went flying. Got a fez on his head. They turn around and grin, and I grin back, but not a word was said. So I took out my harp and I played them a tune. I could see they were digging it. Then the one with fez, well, he turns and he says, we'd like to help you make your trip. And I went flying. So they took me to the L.A. airport, laid $20 in my hand. Well, I paid my fare, I'm in the air, flying back home again. And I went flying high, all the way, yeah.
Country Joe and the Fish with Flying High from Electric Music for the Mind and Body, their breakthrough album. And before that, we opened up this final set with Toad the Wet Sprocket, unfortunate name, with their single Fly from Heaven. Next up, we have a band that was kind of lumped in with the Britpop acts of the mid-90s. They were a little bit different. They didn't have quite as much success as some others like Blur or Oasis. Plus, they also had a female lead singer, which was extremely rare in Britpop. From their album Smart, here's Sleeper with Poor Flying Man.
I see a man all alone in the air. I think that man needs a comb for his hair. Afternoon crashed into the earth on a dark
Oh, what?
Seattle's own Jimi Hendrix with Night Bird Flying. And yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up the show for today. Hope you enjoyed all the songs about flying, and we'll be back again next week with another theme, lots more music, lots of fun. Thanks once again, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you then. So long.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit express sentiment. A lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Super Bowl 59 is well underway, and the Chiefs and the Eagles fans are both predicting victory.
I think the Eagles are going to win.
I'm going to go with the Chiefs by 13.
Some fans taking in the Super Bowl festivities predict that the Philadelphia Eagles will break the Kansas City Chiefs championship streak.
Philadelphia by 10.
Eagles by 10.
The Eagles by 10.
While others say the Eagles will fall short and that the Chiefs will make history tonight.
Kansas City's going to win. I'll say a touchdown. It's a three-peat, so I'll give it to them.
Ian Ozan for CBS News, New Orleans.
The Eagles are leading the Chiefs 17-0 in the second quarter. President Trump is attending the game. He spoke to reporters on Air Force One while en route to New Orleans, discussing several issues, including trade tariffs and cutting the federal workforce, and taking aim at the Department of Education.